I don't know what it...
I just want to make sure you understand that lawsuit was a citizen who said he had the right to appeal in the non-reassessment year, even if he'd been hurt in the prior year. And he's still waiting for a judge to decide. The State Tax Commission's website, we went and researched it. That's why this all came up, because we found it on the website while we were rereading all the information. And Marie Monahan told us we are required to hear them, even if they were heard the prior year, unless they went to the State Tax Commission. If they went to the State Tax Commission, then we can't hear them.
Prior years, what was their recommendation?
Sorry?
In prior years, what was the State Tax Commission's recommendation?
It was the same way, but we didn't read it that way, and you had an attorney at one time who told you not to even do anything. You could only do corrections, but according to the State Tax Commission, that's not right. They have the right to appeal, and you've been appealing since then. So we've had it more than one way.
What was it for?
I'm not sure who the attorney was, but I...
Was it as before? It was before me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got two of you down there that weren't here. I'd like for you to voice in on this deal. We lowered it last year.
I'm satisfied where it's at right now.
I mean, but... And improvements have been made to this property?
That was prior to the sale.
Right, okay.
He's not showing all the pictures. These are present-day pictures that we're looking at. And you was talking about it being run down?
This was 7 years ago when I read it.
If you had all... I don't think you even showed all that was presented to us last year.
All I've got is what's on the assessors.
Right.
So they just give us two this year.
Had the indoor pool and all the inside living quarters and everything. It's quite impressive the way they had it.
Yeah, that's the road to get to.
So are we just denying, is that what?
Right. We need to call him and let him
give his case? I don't even think so.
Okay.
That's my question, Danny. Are you wanting to even hear it, or you want to move to deny it?
Hear it, you're going to give him a phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we vote to deny it, are you going to give him a phone call?
Well, if you vote to deny it, in essence, you've heard it.
Well, I mean, we can call him, and if we changed it last year, what's changed for this year?
Purchase price.
Right, because the assessed valuation is of January 1, 2015.
And he bought it when?
I don't know, but at least the board set the value last year.
6/29/15.
Unless he's had a burn or something changed, ceilings collapsed
or something. But they said it over a year ago. So he was in here last year.
No, the previous owner, I believe, was in here.
The previous owner.
Representing. That's the way it was. He come in.
Representing the previous owner?
No, his son. It's his son-in-law.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Last year it was owned by a different individual than who is currently owned by.
Oh,
doesn't sound like it's an arm's length transaction.
Exactly.
This is that property that came out of the Ball and Chain area?
Yes.
Okay. I remember it now.
What about the other piece of property? Let's look at it and see if it was even considered last year.
It was.
It, the 10 acre, 9 acres, just adjacent or across the street?
No.
I don't remember the other one.
That would be 6.
This motion was made in 2008.
All right, so and right now the valuation on that one's 3529, is that right?
It looks like, yeah.
And what are they wanting to lower to?
Let's find out. That doesn't make sense. Probably doesn't realize he's asking for an increase.
Yeah.
Well, we can we vote for an increase?
Sure can.
What's that say, 3,000 per?
I was gonna I'll buy it for 35.29, 10 acres on Bull Creek.
I don't believe that we're to hear either one of them.
Okay. So we vote to no here?
I don't even know that we vote. How do you do that, Donna, that you've got this turned in?
If the state tax commissioner were to call me, I'd have to tell him that we did have an appointment, we did set it up with the gentleman, but the board refused to hear it, then they're going to hear it.
Well, he always has that option.
Just, you asked me.
But does he, but do we have to deny for him to go to the state tax commission? I think.
No, not He put in his application in time, and according to them, you are required to hear it. So they would allow him to be heard.
So no hearing is a denial.
Either way, Danny,
either way, he has the ability to take it on.
Yeah. If you don't do anything, they can still take it on to the state tax commission. Because he put his application in on time, and according to them,
we heard this during an assessment year.
I know, I'm not.
And five members of the board made a decision to put it at this. This is a non-reassessment year, and then next year he can come back and argue these points, whatever he wants to argue. So, I mean, it puts us in kind of a, it's been the practice of this board not to hear those for years.
I think we ought to deny it based upon we have no other comparables. It doesn't appear to be an arm's length transaction. The other lot next to it is creek front property, which is pretty nice. And I think it's worth 326.
Just make you a motion there.
I make a motion that we deny 2016 number 41.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Abstain. Do you abstain?
Motion carries.
How many abstained? One. All right.
What about number 42? That wasn't heard last year. Move to deny.
Oh,
you made a motion to deny.
You move to deny? I second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are you going
to
call?
He had a waiver to, right?
Did you check for his waiver on this one? It's in a letter. Any kind of equalization waiver or 10 attendance at the hearing of appeal, and it is signed by Larry Shiro. That's on the wall.
Well, let's see.
It's like page five.
That's not.
We got to get something. We got to go back to.
So with this, we don't have to call them. Is that what that means?
Okay.
This is called a waiver.
Now, one of these others we have to go back to. Is that what you said?
And 2016-45 and 2016-46 is on the record. They. Did not need a phone call of any nature, and they did not want to appear.
So you just look at their evidence and make a decision.
This is the one we were discussing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Branson Hills development, the one with the lot next door and the house.
And 2016-45 did come before the board in 2015.
So it goes back to my initial question.
It was reduced.
Is this a board of equalization issue, or is this an erroneous assessment issue?
It was reduced.
To the 25? To the 25?
It was reduced. Well, we had to go to the assessor to get it, because we don't have access to.
We took 25 off of that,
right?
To give us our 54,000,
right?
So we. Take
the
54,000 from
value.
The total value.
So we had to
that's what we have
value.
To do for it, which so put it at 43.
Yep.
By.
Yep.
And they've actually got it lower.
Yep. I'm just telling you, you need to do what they ask you to do.
We can only take it off of the total amount.
Right.
We cannot take it
okay.
off of the land.
Which would put it at what value?
43.35.
Okay. And what's it at now? 420,000. So my point is, what was supposed to happen didn't happen. Therefore, confusing the citizen and the taxpayer.
Would you like to increase it?
My question is, can we even hear it? And I understand what the State Tax Commission says. Is this a Board of Equalization issue? Is it an erroneous assessment issue? Or does it need to be explained to the taxpayer as to what and how it's assessed and broke out? My assumption is the last one, and then after they understood it, they would probably ask for the appeal to be removed.